Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, it's a game day. Thursday night football. The Bears get the spotlight nationally. There's a Fox game tonight. 312-332-3776.
So we get Buck and Aikman?
That's what I think.
Nice.
Unless they, like, sometimes don't they take a Thursday off? Or do they do a Thursday, maybe get the Sunday off, and Kevin Burkhart may do stuff because of baseball? I don't know if you could Google that, Abdallah, and we could see. But I am expecting Buck and Aikman. I would hope for that.
Yeah.
It is Tom Brady, after all.
By the way, Kyle tweeted us and says the longest snake ever recorded is in Malaysia, 26.25 feet. About a third, not even a third.
I know nothing about snakes.
Yeah,
I've never seen a snake outside of a zoo in person.
No? Are you kidding me?
Maybe you've never been snake, maybe one of the small ones in the suburbs, but never like in Arizona. That's why I would be scared to move out to Arizona, because of the snakes and because of the spiders. Those freak me out.
How about the scorpions?
Scorpions, too.
Rock you like a hurricane.
I know. Yeah.
Yes, it's Buck and Aikman.
Oh, good. Here's, by the way, this is the old
school. Keep the line moving. Let's go.
Here's some old school Waddle and Sylvie open action for you, talking about snakes.
This is Waddle and Sylvie.
And that's like a big snake, too. What kind of snake is that?
Afternoons from 2 to 6.
Sure it was a real snake?
What are you saying?
Maybe it was a fake snake.
Tom Waddle.
As he let the pass go to Waddle. It is a catch, and it'll be a Bear first down.
Blazers find snake in locker room. May 8th, 2014.
Former Bears receiver.
That guy's a football player.
And he and his wife were roping cattle, which is what they do. 1-1 pitch, sinker low, ball 2-2-1. And they were startled by a large snake.
Did you look at the Greg Oden picture?
I did not. I'm not interested. Thanks, though.
So he grabbed an axe, and he hacked the snake to pieces. But there's something more to the story.
Mark Silverman.
Yeah, you wonder what they do if they didn't have water.
When his wife, Allie, and an expert field dresser examined what was left of the snake, she found two baby jackrabbits inside pieces of the snake and extracted them.
Together, they make up Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
I was listening to the Waddle and Sylvie show, and they talked about finding a snake in a locker room. First pitch strike. It was a source of a lot of laughter, and some people didn't realize they weren't laughing at an actual viper. Snake is a metaphor for a man's second pitch down in the dirt ball one, a man's general distrust of his teammate. A snake in a locker room is a teammate who goes to the media anonymously. That's the humor that makes them the best show on the radio.
Here are your hosts, Tom Waddle and Mark Silverman.
Nice. While I hate snakes, I do love monkeys.
That is Lincoln Fertilizer.
On ESPN Chicago.
It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Favorites.
Yeah.
That's good one of my favorites. Good stuff. So we want to open the lines for you at 312-332-3776. Waddle is predicting a victory. Will that mean that Nick Foles looks much better in game two and will quiet the truthers tonight, boys? What do you think? Or will the truthers be out?
Oh,
saying
be
that's
out.
Two games already. I thought he was going to be better than
well,
Mitch.
What is your? I don't know that I was paying attention. If you did give your final score and your prediction today,
my prediction before the injuries, and I'm going to stick with it, was 27-21
Bucks.
Patriots.
Patriots.
Bucks. Yes,
Patriots.
Bucks. Thinking Brady.
Okay.
Bucks.
So they cover 3.5.
Yeah,
okay.
And I've been going back and forth on that. I really have. I've gone back and forth on that number.
Listen, if the Bears can score 21 offensive points, do you know what kind of improvement that will be from last week?
Well, you say they're going to score one on a defensive touchdown.
Yes. I have them winning 23-20. That's my prediction. Predictions are, you know, dime a dozen.
But you don't feel great about it. You've been
about
this.
Well, listen, how can I feel great about it? I don't like what I see on film. Offensively, they have struggled outside of a couple of quarters of play. in meaningful, regular situations, this offense has been awful. You're playing a defense that has playmakers. They get after the quarterback. What do they have, 14 sacks as a group already in four games? They're the number one or number two rushing defense in the league right now. And they've got Tom Brady, albeit inside a huddle with, you know, a bunch of hurt guys. But I don't know how I can feel great about it. My head tells me Bucks.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go. You listen, some days you go with your heart. Sometimes you go with your head, right? I'm going to go with my heart today.
Doesn't Todd Bowles and Matt Nagy have like a good relationship? Todd Bowles is their defensive coordinator.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
I think Nagy played for Bowles' dad in high school.
I think you're 100%
correct. The story.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, this is a big challenge for them. I there's a reason why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town on a short week and they're minimum a 3-point favorite. I mean, that tells you what Vegas thinks about them, and I'm sure the majority of people. As I have looked past or looked over everyone's predictions for the most part, whether it's guys in the Sun-Times or in the Trib or nationally, wherever. I just told you, I just went on the ESPN website for expert picks. Clean sweep, Bucks, 10 of them. So, I mean, I know I'm in the minority here. And I'm not telling you they're going to go out there and they're going to look like a Super Bowl caliber team. I think they're. I'm just predicting when stock, their stock is really low and there's blood in the streets and buying. I'm just buying for today's game. I think they find a way to get a W.
I hope you're
I don't
right.
hear anybody that's inspired.
No,
I'm not inspiring
again,
anybody.
I am telling you, my thing on the Bears right now is I'm twisted. They have looked bad in four games.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
There have been parts of four games where the Bears made you want to throw your remote through the television.
They have not played a game where you looked at four quarters of football and said, I'm really proud of my football team.
I would even say the majority of the four games, you've actually thought poorly of them.
Yeah.
The Detroit game, it was for three quarters. The second game of the year was Atlanta, wasn't it?
Second game was the Giants at home.
It was the Giants game. I mean, the Giants are driving. They pleased you in the first half, and they made you mad in the second half. In the third game, for most of that game, they had you really ticked off.
Yeah.
Atlanta built a big lead. Bears are trailing double-digit points in the fourth quarter. And then the fourth game last week, it wasn't a high-scoring game, but the Colts kicked their ass.
Yes.
They
dominated
them.
I mean, you put the film on, and I didn't watch the defense, but the Colts defense absolutely dominated our team across the board in all aspects.
All right, so they've played 20 quarters of football so far, the Bears. And what would you say, in four quarters of football, you've liked what you've seen?
Well,
the first half against the Giants, the fourth quarter against the Lions, and the fourth quarter against the Falcons.
Yeah, but I'm even torn about all of the rallies, because I think in a lot of instances against better teams, you don't get there.
That's like, why I just talked myself into emphatically saying, yes, the Bucks will win 24.
And that's fair.
27-21.
Like,
I talked myself through it.
Like I said, I mean, like, we can sit here and talk about, you know, how great was that comeback against the Lions. Better teams against, and we saw that on three occasions last year at least, against better teams, they dug themselves a hole. They did it against the Saints. They did it against the Packers in the second game. They did it against the Eagles. And what did they do in the second half of all those games?
So why are you picking them? Now you're pissing me off, because I'm thinking about this more. You were the guy who came in Monday and you were ticked off.
All right.
You were the guy who came into the show yesterday saying you watched the All 22, the coach's film.
I don't know why you're pissed off.
And they made you even more mad.
Yeah.
You were depressed watching that.
Disappointed.
And now all of a sudden, on blind faith, you're picking the Bears to win?
What? I mean, clear the wax out of your ears, mister. I told you that this is a heart pick, not a head pick.
Yeah, I was confused until we've done this segment. Now, after the last 10 minutes, I have talked myself into thinking, you don't trust the coach.
Nope.
We still don't know on a short week if Nick Foles is familiar with the rest of the guys.
Nope.
You know, is the offense more concerned about scoring points or paying Allen Robinson?
Okay,
can we stop with the hashtags? I love Allen Robinson. I want him here for a long time. How about Allen Robinson puts up 11 catches today for 120 yards, and then tomorrow we can do the whole hashtag thing?
Well, he had about that last week, or 2 weeks ago
against
the Falcons, didn't he?
Yeah, coming back. So, I've got the poll question out there. Do you trust Matt Nagy?
Not really.
And Waddle, you predicted this correctly. You said 60%.
60% or more.
It's
say no.
Brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. 68% of the voters say, nice. And we've had over 3,000 votes in the last 40 minutes. 3,000 votes in 40 minutes on a game day. And 68% say they don't trust the head coach.
So you see that there, okay? This kind of correlates to what I was talking about yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was. You've got 12 weeks to show us, all of us, not just, you don't have to prove it to us. I mean, you have to prove it. Not to us, but to the NFL universe. That the system works, your players work, and that you can be trusted, they can be trusted, and together you can be trusted. Because right now, I don't think there's a lot of confidence with anything that they're doing on offense, is there?
No, and that's why, like, normally, you would, without the heart pick, you would go into show-me mode. And
of course.
Say, look, they've given us 4 good quarters out of 20. They played 20 quarters. They have given us a total of 4 good quarters of football. So, and think about the competition that came against. The Falcons and Lions are amongst the two worst teams in the NFL.
Have you ever just had a gut feeling about something?
I think you're trying to sell yourself that you have a gut
feeling. I'm asking you.
I don't even really believe that you have a gut feeling.
Now you're calling me a liar.
I just worked myself up, though. That I'm
you're
going
pissed.
To be sitting
now,
in front of the TV
now
and I'm going to be
now
getting...
you're pissed because you realize your team really kind of stinks at 3-1.
They do. I know. They do. That I like Foles. I don't think he's the long-term answer. And for anyone who wants to tweet me during the games, let's play Mitch Trubisky, there is going to be times tonight when he's going to look like Shane Matthews. But at least they trust him. And he should know where to go with the football.
I am going to, like you just said, I'm going to encourage all Bears fans and all people that listen to this show, if Nick Foles doesn't play well tonight, please flood Sylvie's Twitter feed with that type of conversation.
And you can still blame Trubisky, Sylvie, because if Trubisky was better, they wouldn't have had to go to Nick Foles, and they'd have a competent quarterback if he could actually grasp the offense and maybe hit a receiver once in a while.
Yeah, maybe we wouldn't have had to give up a fourth-round draft pick for a back to give away more equity.
Even though he's not on the field, guess what? Still his fault.
Take that.
Even the guy who traded up from 3-2 had to give up a fourth-round pick to bring in a journeyman quarterback.
This is the essence of a gut pick. A gut pick, and what did Doug Kazarian tell us? Sounds like some of the big hitters, the professional money, may be in on the Bears a little bit.
Okay, 312-332-3776. One, will Nick Foles be better tonight? Two, do you trust Matt Nagy? And three, are you pissed off that Waddle's picking the Bears on blind faith? All that next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
All right, my math stunk there. They played 4 games at 4 quarters each, so that's 16 quarters of football, not 20. So they played good football in 4 out of the 16 quarters of football.
Do it like a big dog.
You named Mr. BC and hear a correction there. Oh, I just went in prove it mode. I put my money where my mouth was in that last segment. I got so mad at the Bears. And then I want to challenge them to prove it to me that I just played the the Bucks on the money line. And I know that they're a favorite, and it was like -180. But still, I put $20 down on them to win the game tonight.
Okay, this tells you how confident I am. I did not play the Bears on the money line, nor did I play them with the points. I actually teased them up to +9 and combined that with the over of 40.5, just to protect myself.
But what Doug did not like you teasing the over.
He did not.
Right?
Yeah, he was not happy with that. But, I'm not good at gambling, and he's a professional.
You're having fun.
That's exactly right. It's a $10 bet.
Right, right. Jesse in Evanston, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
We're good.
Nice, nice.
Very nice.
I just had a prediction for Tata. Just first off, I wanted to let you know that I was correct on my prediction this year of Trubinsky starting.
Trubinsky.
So
Bears.
Yeah, Bears. So Waddle, you can pay me whenever. You can give it to my brother if you want. He can just pay you $20 on that.
Say that again. What was the bet?
We bet on this, or were you just shouting at the radio at us?
Yeah. Well, I don't. No, what were you saying?
I bet that Trubinsky would start. See, maybe you're betting too much, Waddle.
No, I don't recall ever betting anybody that. I predicted that Foles would start, but I didn't bet anybody.
Maybe it was somebody else.
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe you're a thief. Maybe you're just trying to call in here and scam stuff from us.
No chance. All right, listen, here's my prediction for tonight. Foles, in the second or third quarter, is going to go down. He's going to get hurt. Trubinsky's going to come in and freaking light it up. And everyone's going to go, oh, boy, what do we do now?
Well, if Foles is hurt and Trubinsky lights it up, then it sounds like you just stay with Trubinsky. Because Foles is hurt.
Well, I would call him Trubrowski. I usually, you know, with my texts, you know, with everybody, his nickname is Trubrowski. Trubrowski in my book. But
can you say, though, Trubisky? Can you do that for us?
Trubinsky?
Trubisky.
Trubisky.
There you go. There you go, Joe.
Wasn't that liberating? Wasn't that liberating?
Cool. Here, I got a little nugget for you guys. Is it true that the Bears defense has not allowed a wide receiver this year to score a touchdown? A wide receiver. I know tight ends have a running back.
That is true. I'm being told that that is true.
Okay, so that leads me to, should I start Mike Evans tonight?
I don't know. Mike Evans is questionable. I'm betting that Mike Evans doesn't play.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't I right about the last?
I got to keep my eye on that one for sure.
Yes.
But I appreciate your guys' call. I mean, answering my call.
You called
if
us. Yes.
Win, if yeah, I am, if I did predict this tonight, I will call back. And all I want for my prediction is
$10,000. And you guys owe me $10,000.
All I want is a Sylvie Strong t-shirt.
Okay,
you
we can
get
that.
It at Obvious Shirts. Yeah. It all goes to charity.
Right.
Jesse, you want to rob our charity?
Jesse, tell the guys who you are. Tell the guys, Jesse. Jesse, tell the guys who you are. Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
You guys know I'm the younger, better-looking Watercut, 32-inch vertical. You remember me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Just talking to you, I can understand that you're a Watercut. There's no question.
No right doubt. On.
Thank all right, you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There goes Jesse in Evanston. Trubinsky. People still say it that way.
No, he was just pulling chains, right?
Was he really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's the best part of the Trubisky truthers is that people still mess up the name, yet they think that he's going to be some great quarterback in town.
I think usually it's the guys who don't like him who call him Trubinsky, isn't it? It's time to replace Trubinsky.
Yeah. The point is this guy's been here for a while, and people are still messing up the name. Yes. He must not be a good quarterback.
Yeah, same people call it Soldier's Field. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
The Jules. It's Jules. Alshon Jeffries.
Just like they caught the Falcons without Julio Jones, I think they're going to catch the Bucs tonight without Mike Evans. You saw Mike Evans limping around against the Chargers, didn't you?
Yeah, Kenny Golladay, too.
Kenny Golladay was not there. I mean, you're not going to get Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin may be the best, one of the best receivers not many people know a ton about.
Right.
No O.J. Howard.
Last year.
Now, I like Cameron Brate. He's a local kid. I think he's from Naperville. I think he's a really underrated good tight end.
What about Gronk? It's not really looked good for Gronk so far.
Listen, I would think tonight's a night where you've got some wide receivers injured. Wouldn't tonight be a night where Gronk would be expected to come in and actually have a greater impact than he has recently?
Well, would you bet him to score a touchdown then on a prop bet? Sprinkle that in?
Sure.
Kind of like your dinger bet?
Yeah. Did you hear Pedro Martinez talk about the home runs that were being hit on the desk of wherever they were?
It was Ding Dong Johnson.
Ding Dong Johnson.
Ding Dong Johnson's all over the place.
Ding Dong Johnson's all over.
Ding Dong Johnson's all over the place.
That was from a couple days ago.
Ding Dong Johnson's all over the place.
This just in, a hero is more than a sandwich. Tyler, getting it done.
All day sucker.
We've had some good ones in the last week.
It's been a weird week.
Good ones?
Are they good ones?
Well, which is the best one? Ding Dong
Ding
Johnson.
Ding Dong Johnson's yes. is by far the
Ding
best.
Ding Dong Johnson's all over the place.
All day sucker.
This just in. A hero is more than a sandwich. Tyler, getting it done.
You know, Mama, we didn't know that sandwich.
Yesterday, Abdallah wanted to get to this one. Abdallah, your raccoon story. We didn't even get to this. Did you guys see the guy who's doing his live shot from the White House? And
yeah,
a raccoon
I did see this.
Him?
Yeah. This was good.
Yeah, I mean, the visual is much better, but
much
him,
better.
Him trying to yell at the raccoon while he's trying to do his live shot.
Get! Rah! Get! Rah! Get! Rah!
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Get! Rah!
Didn't he throw, like, a trap as well that, that was there? They were trying to catch it?
I don't know. What?
Get!
Rah! There he is.
That's fantastic.
It's pretty good.
Didn't raccoons take over the lakefront for a little bit during COVID? Like
near
Fullerton?
Yes, they were.
There were packs, Waddle, of raccoons. Are they considered packs when they travel together?
Yeah, I think
so. They weren't scared. They're not scared of humans, and they're just coming up to people. Get!
I'm the lakefront. Ding Dong Johnsons all over the place.
Get! The Ding Dong Johnson and the All Day Sucker work well together.
All Day Sucker.
Meaning Ding Dong Johnsons.
It's called a group of raccoons is called a nursery or a gaze of raccoons.
So they're not a pack.
It's not a pack.
All right.
It's a nursery.
A nursery of raccoons. Get! Roy in Minneapolis. You're on ESPN 1000. Hi, Roy.
Get! Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. First off, happy... Happy game day.
Happy game day to you, Roy.
Thank you.
We're hammered.
No, not yet.
I can tell. Hold on those White Claws, Sylvie. I'm just kidding. But
it's been a while since I drank, Roy.
When was the last time you were buzzed, Sylvie?
That's right. You've been doing the other things. But
I haven't been buzzed yet from alcohol.
Wow.
I'm looking forward for that day for you, Sylvie. I really am.
Well, I'm going to have a couple tonight. So wine fingers may be out on the old Twitter machine.
Oh, no, don't do that. You know what? Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it because you haven't been in that situation in months.
Yes.
So I would say just put the phone away.
Okay.
Wait till you get more acclimated to being buzzed.
Or I'll put the beverages away.
Waddle's got a point there.
Sorry, Roy, we keep interrupting you.
No, it's okay. Listen, so to answer your question, Sylvie, before the break, one, yes, I think Nick Foles is going to have a better game today. Two, can we trust Matt Nagy? I think we have no choice but to. I mean, we're all in at this point. I mean, we got to see what they can offer. But here's my biggest point. It does not matter what the Bears' offense does unless the Bears' D gets at least one turnover. We need our defense to lead our offense, and I think it starts with turnovers. And so my prediction is if the Bears do not get a turnover, there's not a chance in heck they're gonna win. No way. So that's my prediction. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's usually a good indicator.
It is. But I'm the days of – and I've predicted a defensive touchdown tonight as well. But the days of saying that, you know what, I'm not even worried about the offense. No. We got 12 weeks now for the offense to start asserting itself. And proving that they can carry their portion of the weight on this team. It's been 2 years and four games now where you've expected the defense to do all of the heavy lifting. And I got to tell you, I'm at this point, like you and I are on the same page with regard to Matt. I think Matt's a great people person. I think he's a good leader. I think he's a good head coach.
Culture guy.
The fact that defense hasn't collectively wrung the necks of the offense in modern day NFL it's truly amazing, and it speaks to the culture that Matt has kind of fostered inside that locker room. Think about it.
Right. Save us finally. You know, you guys carry the load for one game.
Last year they were 29th
so
at everything.
So we can rush the passer, you know? Get a lead. Look, I want to talk to you about Brady next because, you know, you've always said it. Pressure bothers everybody.
Every quarterback.
Even the GOAT.
Yep.
And he's a statue back there.
Yes.
So 312-332-3776. What do you have a feeling on tonight? Bears and Bucks. We're going to check in with JD. He's already at Soldier Field. He'll give us a report. Mike Evans is going to check it out before the game. He's going to do a pregame workout. Waddle doesn't think he's going to play. Some bets that you may like, whatever you want to share with us. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Whack that thing! You knew that was coming back. Whack that thing! It was too easy. Put that with the raccoon stuff. Whack that thing!
Maybe in the old days. Johnson's all over the place.
Get it!
Ah! All day sucker.
Ah! Get it!
Whack that thing!
There's been a lot of Ding Dong Johnsons out now in Los Angeles.
Get it!
In this game.
6'4"?
Yes. 6'4" Astros over the A's right now.
They're whacking a bunch of baseballs.
Oh, yeah. Ah! Ding Dong Johnsons everywhere.
Hitting Ding Dong Johnsons all over the place.
The Yankees are like setting records with home runs. And like,
well, they're
the
about
Cubs
to get beat in that series, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're down one, right? Isn't it 2-1 right
now?
Yeah,
it's 2-1. Oh, okay.
Everyone's hitting. It's like with the Bears not scoring points, where they only score 11 and the entire league is scoring points. I keep going back to last week with the Cubs, like one lousy run. Everyone's hitting the ball a country mile, you know, except my teams.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But if you want to talk Bears with us, 312-332-3776. A lot of people on Twitch, too. It's good to see a party in Twitch. Want to do a virtual tailgate as well in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll do the virtual cocktail hour.
I got to get something at the next break. I am not going to tap the 17-year scotch from Carmen's office. I think that would be... That'd be over the line.
There's, you know what? I've got stuff. I mean, it's been months since I was in the office, and they've made us switch offices. Did they make us switch offices yet again?
Yes, we're on the 9th floor outside in a balcony.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. We're in like our third office in the last 6 months.
Yes.
So if you go to the back behind where the desk used to be, in the shelving area,
yeah,
back right of the office.
Right.
I have stashed a bunch of liquor back there.
What kind?
There should be some whatchamacallit.
Oh, that's great stuff. Yeah. I like that.
There should be some beer.
I'm not drinking warm beer from that's been sitting in
office
your
beer. Just office warm beer that's office been
there
for
there
how,
should
many,
be some, how many months?
Vodka, there should, but you don't like vodka.
I'm not a vodka guy.
There should be some wine, I think. White Claw. There should be plenty of White Claw. Now that I think about it. Now it's not
you
refrigerated.
Got any gummies, Abdallah?
Pour the White Claw over some ice.
Yeah, I can do that.
We have ice.
You can get ice somewhere.
Yeah, we have ice in the freezer.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So, I mean,
we're going to have a 5 o'clock happy
tailgate.
Hour.
Yeah,
tailgate.
Happy hour, virtual tailgate.
Yes.
Send us your pictures. We'll tweet them out as well. I mean, this would be a perfect evening to get your drink on.
Oh, yeah.
With the beautiful weather. I'm wearing my South Lot t-shirt, Team South Lot. And that place would be hopping right about now if things were normal. But the empty stadiums, really, it's depressing to look at. But
is.
At least we're playing football.
Yeah.
At least we're playing football. Colin and LaGrange, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Colin?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Congratulations on the remission.
I appreciate you, Colin. Thank you.
Yeah, I might be in an island here, and normally I'm a pessimistic Bears fan. I wasn't too discouraged last week. Just about everything that could go wrong went wrong. You know, the partially blocked punt, drop passes, penalties all over the place. I just really think they get it together tonight, and I think they're going to win.
There you go, Colin. I like what you're saying.
You and Waddle riding in that blind faith mobile.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and if you ask me as an analyst to break down this game, everything points to the Bucs. Every now and again, you just got to go with what your gut tells you, and I think you're going to get a better effort from the Bears team tonight. I think the Bucs are going to be hampered offensively by the loss of a lot of their offensive weapons.
Well, we talked before the break, and I love when they play Tom Brady, because think about this, that over like a 20-year career, when you in Chicago would face some of the best superstars. You know, the Bulls have faced LeBron so many times.
Right.
Even Kobe would only come to town once a year. We still got to see Kobe, you know, over 10, 12, 13, 14 times or whatever it was. And like Tom Brady, in all the years that he's played football, because of the way the rotation works with the AFC, we've only gotten to see him a few times.
Yeah.
He's 5-0 against the Bears. Five times. He hasn't come to Chicago much. It's every 8 years. And once with Champagne.
Yeah, and he wasn't coming here as a free agent either.
What do you mean? Like, you didn't believe that?
No, I didn't believe that.
So you don't buy that the Bears were in on him?
I don't believe that was ever truly a legit possibility. I don't think Tom Brady was coming here.
Who reported that? When did that come out again in the beginning of the year? It was on the
Dan Patrick show.
Dan Patrick,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Dan Patrick reported that. So why don't... No, Patrick's got a lot of good
sources.
Oh,
he's great. And I'm not doubting that. I just don't think that when push came to shove, I don't think it was as difficult a decision as what I'm saying.
Who do you believe the Bears had number one on their quarterback rankings in the offseason? They knew they needed somebody. And remember, there were a lot of rumors.
Well, there was
that they
a rumor they offered, yeah, that they offered Bridgewater, but he didn't want to compete.
I don't understand that ass backwards type of thinking.
That was the rumor.
When you wanted to give Bridgewater that money, why then would you say, "Well, you got to compete"? Like, it's so weird.
I'm with you. I think if Bridgewater comes here, there was no competition.
If you really wanted him and you really wanted to pay him, why would you say, "Well, you got to compete with Mitch"? Then, like, it's so backwards because if there's going to be a competition, you wouldn't pay a guy $40 or $50 million,
right?
So who do you believe was number one, guys? Number one, who was the first guy Ryan Pace wanted this offseason to come in?
Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy?
So you don't believe that they were on the same page?
Well, I think that's why you get the situation you got with Bridgewater, because I could see a scenario where one side, the coach, perhaps said, "This guy carved us up last year, and he can command an offense. Let's go get Teddy Bridgewater." And Pace says, "Okay, well, let's go after Bridgewater, but we're going to tell him he's got to compete with Mitch."
You taught him that imitation.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Right? And so they go, they approach Bridgewater with this stupid idea of telling him he has to compete with a guy who's not a starting quarterback in the league. And that's where you turn him off. So that's the question. Who is making the decision?
Were they on Brady from the start? Or were they even doing the back channel thing? Like Dan Patrick said that the Bears were the runner-up. Surprise.
No, I thought it was San Diego, or it was Los Angeles.
No.
The Chargers.
We have the audio somewhere, Black. We could replay that to remind us. But he said he didn't want to go out west.
He said the Bears were second.
Yes,
yeah.
The Bears were the runner-up, according to Patrick. Mm. So, like, did they say, "Let's go, if we're going to go for a quarterback change, let's go get Brady. He's going to leave, let's go get Brady." But you don't believe that.
I just don't. I find it hard to believe, A, that Tom Brady, this is where he would have chosen, and that the Bears were all. I believe that there was conversation, but I find it. I don't have any sources, by the way.
Here's the original audio, September the 10th, Dan Patrick show.
"Did you know that the Bears were in the final list of teams for Tom Brady? Did you know that?
Are you just messing with me?
No, I swear that the final list that Brady was looking at, the Chargers, the Bears, and the Buccaneers. I was told this yesterday, and I went, wait a minute. The Bears? Said, yes, Brady was considering the Bears, the Chargers. The Chargers were the long shot because it was West Coast. He didn't want to be on the West Coast, and unless it was San Francisco.
Even Tom Brady couldn't overcome what the Bears can do to quarterbacks.
But the fact that he was considering the Bears, Chicago at least, because he wanted to be able to be in proximity to New York where his son is. So he's got a son with Bridget Monahan. And they live in New York, and he wanted to be able to be close enough to him, but ended up taking, you know, Tampa Bay. But I found that interesting. I had not heard that Brady was considering the Bears.
How about that?
I remember hearing it. Dan's got as many, you know, solid resources as anybody.
Pat Dan Patrick could probably text Tom Brady.
Yes. But my point to you is it when Tom Brady's looking at the Bucs and who was there, and Bruce Arians, who is a more accomplished offensive guy than Matt Nagy, and you look at the scenario there and the weather there and the no state taxes there, and you compare it and what he was gonna have in his offensive huddle.
But my question, Waddle, wasn't my question wasn't what Tom Brady wanted. Like I wasn't saying to you necessarily that Brady would have come here, but it was number two. My question was, then did the Bears put on the full court press?
That I don't.
My question to you is, when all things lined up and they said, look, Mitch, we don't trust him anymore, and that we've got to find somebody, whether it's our guy Nick Foles, who we know well and we could eventually trade for, whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Teddy Bridgewater, or whether what Dan Patrick was reporting, that the Bears were towards the front of the line on Tom Brady. Like, can you see that the Bears put on the full court press?
Something tells me no, because they wanted an environment where Mitch could still be around and quote-unquote compete, and if you bring Tom Brady in, there's no competition.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, again, pure speculation. My speculation would have been that Ryan Pace wanted to bring somebody in to, quote-unquote, compete with Mitch.
Can you imagine if they said that to Brady?
And I'm not saying they did.
Tom, we'd like to have you come in, but we got to compete Mitch really has
you it, had so. To be willing to completely move on
Maybe
from
you
him.
You could teach him. Teach him
and
back up.
And listen, they
help him along the way.
They turned down his fifth-year option, right?
Yes. So, that's why it's so confused. That's why it's so halfway on everything.
To answer your question, Sylvie, I think the answer is Nick Foles. I think he was the number one target, and that's what they set their minds on, and they just went for it, and boom, that's what they went at.
I agree with you.
All right, 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. There's some good calls. We'll get to all of them. And JD joins us live from Soldier in 15 minutes. All right. The 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by Manscaped. You got to go and get the Lawnmower 3.0, the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying manscaping job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
He's 43 years old and he's Tom Brady. Comes to town tonight. It's a rematch of the Super Bowl from a few years ago between Foles and Brady. Foles won that one.
You know how much better that body feels right now, and it will feel as time goes on, in that warm Tampa weather, instead of being in Foxborough or being in Chicago or some cold climate.
Did you see, too, he bought a mansion in Tampa, Clearwater, actually.
Well, he was staying at, wasn't he staying at Jeter's place?
Yes. So then he bought, for him, you know, a smaller mansion. I mean, for Brady's used to like a $20 million house. I think he bought like a $7 million mansion in Clearwater.
He's stepped way back, huh?
But you know, I mean, Lee, like if you compare it to what I'm just saying.
Yeah. I wonder if Gronk is shacking up with him.
Staying with him. I wouldn't be shocked.
I wonder if they're like, I've always wondered, like they're very friendly. I get it. But like, they don't go to dinner together, do they? Because they're in entirely different frames of mind.
It's like he's the little brother, right, Gronk?
Yeah, but the little brother you really don't want to hang out with, probably, because you don't have the same interests.
They talk a lot. Remember when they did the behind-the-scenes thing, and he was talking to Gronk after a game on one of the drives home?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it's like.
Michael in Winfield, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us.
Hey, same day.
First of all, every time I call in, I always got to say there's never been a Bear who goes over the middle like Tom Waddle.
Ooh, yeah. Never.
And the quarterback, I mean, can we just get a quarterback in Chicago? So this is my thing. First of all, Ryan Pace will live to start Mitch until the day he dies because he knows he messed up. Second of all, Cam Newton, $1 million. Is it not worth it? I mean, they don't have that in their pocket. And then finally, this is my real question. And obviously, I love Khalil Mack. huge defensive guy. I love it. But what if, now odds are the Jets are probably going to have the first pick overall. What if we gave, like, Khalil Mack and, like, maybe first-round pick next year or something like that for the first pick overall and went for Trevor Lawrence? What do you guys think about that?
I would definitely. The Jets need a quarterback.
Yeah. No, they don't want Khalil Mack if they don't have a quarterback. Like, and that's the whole Bears thing and the whole piece of the puzzle that you always talked about, Waddle, that it's win time now that you've got Mack and Mitch has to be good to make this work.
Correct. See, that was the thing that when they made the Mack trade, and I've said this 1,000 times, when you made the Mack trade, I'm good with it. You gave up 2 first-round picks and you gave him $90 million. But what it did is it locked you in at the quarterback position. You had no escape hatch financially or with draft currency, because it just meant Mitch had to hit. You had no flexibility. You gave up your draft picks and you gave up a lot of your free agency money. So you really put yourself behind the eight ball if Mitch wasn't the answer.
Who's your next guy? Like, besides drafting a guy, and we don't know where they're ever going to be, but if someone becomes available, like we always talk about in the NBA, you know, with the Bulls, hey, you want this guy. Who are you keeping your eye on? Is it Dak? Will it cost too much for Dak? Is it 2 years? Is it making a trade for Matt Ryan? Like, what would be your ideal scenario?
It's a really good question. I don't know that there is a, you know, a home run answer to it, though. I like Dak Prescott. I don't know what's that going to be worth? What's that going to cost you?
Well, a lot. Because
35 million a year?
He's getting that now on the franchise tag. He wants that. He wants that over, like, the disagreement with the Cowboys was about the number of years. He wanted more years. They agreed basically on like a $35 million per year thing, but Dak wanted more guarantee.
Right. I would definitely entertain it, but I don't know if there are going to be any other big options for you. I mean, the teams that find themselves in the best situation usually are the ones that find the draft pick. Now you got a guy locked in for 5 years or 4 years. He plays at a high level. It allows you to spend money in other areas.
Right, right.
I mean, they thought they had that situation locked up here. Yeah.
Ali in Tinley, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ali?
Hey, just wanted to know, what would it take for the Bears to get rid of Pagano? Like, how bad do they have to be defensively? And if they do, would they consider bringing back Fangio if he's let go by Denver?
That's my scenario that I've painted, that Fangio gets fired and he comes back and he coordinates the Bears again. I don't know. Is Pagano to blame?
Here would be the thing. If you get through the 2020 season and your offense is in the 20s, and your defense, like last year, was the fifth in the league in scoring defense, and you decide to change defensive coordinators, which may be the right decision made, and you stay status quo in offense. I mean, like, think about that. Like, that's why I think they're in a really interesting place right now over the next 12 games. If the defense plays in 2020 the way they played in 2019, which isn't elite like 18, but they're still a top five scoring defense, and your offense remains flatlining, maybe not 28th in every statistic, but 24th or 25th.
Right.
And you're going to sell me
with the head coach.
And you're going to sell me on, you know, what we need to do. We need to get rid of the D.C.
That's true. That's good. That's a good point. All right. More of your calls all 5 o'clock hour, 312-332-3776. Virtual cocktail hour, tailgate hour coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour. Pour yourself a drink. J.D.'s going to join us live from Soldier Field coming up in 2 short minutes.